Hello, Victor Castro here. This is a quick entry in the blog, a description of audioboo.fm, audioboo.fm. Now, I'm doing this because I just found this application and I think it's really interesting. I've been looking for something like this for a long time. The best way to describe it really is YouTube for audio. I think that it has great applications, particularly for education. It could simplify podcasting significantly. When you're trying to do a podcast with your students, if you've ever tried, it's a little bit complicated. The technical knowledge of your students needs to be a certain way, the tools you use, etc. Well, AudioBoo simplifies that a lot. You can record directly into the application online, or you can upload an MP3 file. Your user then will list all of your entries and will give you RSS feeds and iTunes feeds so that you can include your podcast either in iTunes or in an RSS reader. So that really simplifies the whole process. I think it's a really interesting tool. Some of the limitations right now, first of all, it's in beta, and so there might be a little bit of trouble here and there on how things work, and things might be changing more often than you might feel comfortable with. So consider that it is a beta. Then the recording limit is 5 minutes, which when you think about it might be very short, but if you're thinking about using this with your students, it might be just right. You know, ask them to talk about a topic for 5 minutes, forces them to be brief, concise, summarize, synthesize, rather than elaborate too much or just waste a lot of time in dead silence. So it's a really interesting tool, I think. Try it out. You'll need an account which creates your profile, and then you can start recording and posting. You can post a widget to the blog of each audio, so you can transfer all of your entries to your blog, for example, just really interesting all around. I really hope to see them grow. I really hope to see people start using this. The yearly subscription for the pro version is not really expensive. I think it's about $60 or something for a year for unlimited recording time and whatnot. Right now, I would hold off on it just because it's a beta, and I would like to see what they do in terms of improvements before I commit to a yearly subscription. I would like to see, for instance, the ability to do lists of audio and then be able to have an RSS of those lists, kind of like Twitter in that regard. Imagine that, a Twitter for audio. With YouTube, you can do playlists and get RSS feeds or the playlist player. So that's really already there, and it's very useful. So I think AudioBoo has a lot of potential. I hope to see it grow and give it a try. AudioBoo, AudioBoo.fm. Thanks.